as we get closer and closer to what may be one of the most important midterm elections we've ever had. Two things which are very related to elections progressed this past week. First, let's start with the nomination of Senator Mark Wayne Mullen to become the head of the Department of Homeland Security. He was appearing before a Senate committee this past week for his initial stamp of approval, which he did get despite Republican Rand Paul voting no, because Democrat Senator John Fetterman voted yes to advance the nomination. So Mullen's nomination will now go to the full Senate, where it's pretty much likely it'll pass and he'll get the DHS job. What's this have to do with the midterms? Well, one of the roles of the Department of Homeland Security is to ensure that our election process is protected and preserved rather than threatened and influenced. That makes this exchange between Mullen and Senator Elise Slotkin from this past week very interesting. Check this out.
Let me turn to elections.
Senator Kennedy.
Turn to elections. The Department of Homeland Security has the mandate since the Obama era for securing our election infrastructure. That's an important job, and you'll be secretary. The president has continued to say that he won the 2020 election, even though there's been 60 court cases saying the opposite. He has said he wants to federalize the elections. He has said name-check cities, including Detroit. He has said voting machines are inaccurate. He has said in the State of the Union, I was on the Senate floor, paraphrase that if his side doesn't win in November, then the elections were rigged, which is exactly what he said 8 months before the 2020 election. You have your own history. You did not certify the 2020 election. There are people at the Department of Homeland Security, three people specifically, who are well-known election deniers now running election security functions. Who won the 2020 election?
Ma'am, we know that President Joe Biden was sworn into office. He was the president for the last 4 years.
But I do believe won the election?
My job as Department of Homeland Security Secretary will be to make sure that we assure that the elections are fair and people can trust them.
Does the federal government run the elections process, or do states?
It's very clear in the Constitution that the states control state elections, and then there is some federal oversight that's on it, but the federal government can set some standards. So if you're talking about the Save American Act requiring you, which is within the Constitution, by the way, to require an individual to be citizens of the United States, I don't think it's too much to ask somebody to prove they're a citizen of the United States.
That's not what we're talking about. I'm talking about administering the elections. If you are Secretary of Homeland Security, do you feel you have the authority to put uniformed officers at polling locations in 2026?
Ma'am, we said this in your office. The only reason why my officers would be there if there was a specific threat for them to be there, not for intimidation. And
so
I
even
said
though
we
didn't need it
that.
During World War II, we didn't need it during Vietnam or the War on Terror, we never had to put uniformed military there. Now you feel that there's going to be a reason that there's going to be an armed threat to the United States that you
no,
need
ma'am.
To potentially
be there? No,
ma'am.
I can't sit there and guarantee hypothetically what threat would be and not. I'm not putting military. That's not within my
purview. Uniformed officers.
But if there is a threat, a specific threat, say it's in a Jewish community, and there is a threat that's specific to that polling area, then we will work with local law enforcement. There'll be a reason for us to be there, and it'll be known why we're there.
I think the reason you're here and not Kristi Noem is because Americans trust their local law enforcement now way more than they trust ICE. So I would just say if we ever get to the point where you are being asked to put armed ICE officers at polling locations, we have lost the plot as a country. We have fundamentally lost it. And until I hear someone tell me that this man, President Trump, will actually allow us to have a free and fair election, there is zero trust here, and I cannot trust that he won't try and steal it again.
Sounded like a simple question to me, which Mullen obviously had a challenging time answering. Maybe that's because, up to that point at least, Mullen had been a 2020 election denier. So has the leopard changed his spots? Combine that with what we're watching unfold in the Senate with what's being called the Save America Act. Senate Republicans have taken to the Senate floor to try in every way possible to sell this legislation to you so that you will call your senator if they're not in favor of it and demand that they support and vote for the Save America Act. Oh, no, they won't. Thankfully, they won't. Well, I'll explain. The Republicans and Donald Trump are proclaiming how the Save America Act will eliminate people who shouldn't be voting from voting. Voter ID enforcement will be tooled to accomplish that. Now, an overwhelming majority of people, Republican, Democrat, Independent, all support this idea. But the path to it via the Save America Act will, in fact, limit access to voting. Let's look a little deeper into that. We have 1 in 10 voting-age American citizens, that's about 21.3 million people, who either don't have a proof of citizenship document, birth certificate, a passport, naturalization certificate, or they don't have easy access to get one. That's according to a 2023 survey. The same survey found that people of color are more likely not to have a document proving citizenship. Only about 43% of Americans have passports. That's according to a survey by the Voting Rights Lab. Now, the bill says voters can show an ID that indicates citizenship, but as of now, only 5 states, Michigan, Minnesota, New York, Vermont, and Washington, offer IDs that meet that criteria. The Save America Act says that a form of identification issued consistent with the requirements of the Real ID Act of 2005 that indicates the applicant is a citizen of the United States can be used. Problem. No state's Real ID indicates citizenship status. Voters who don't have a citizenship document with a photo like a passport, then they'd have to show 2 documents. Government-issued photo ID, along with a document proving citizenship like a birth certificate. Then we get back into that problem now. Now, this also is going to impact married women who change their names. As many as 69 million American women change their names after they got married, so they don't have a birth certificate that matches their current name. That was according to an analysis by the Center for American Progress. So these women would likely need additional documentation, a name change document, a marriage certificate, in order to register to vote. Now, speaking of registering to vote, the Save America Act specifies that if someone registers by mail, they must present their documents in person to the office of the appropriate election official before the voter registration deadline passes, or if they're in a state where voters can register at a polling place, they could show their documents there. That requirement would also completely upend any third-party voter registration drives that go on. Those rely on mail forms. There are about 80 million Americans who registered to vote or updated their registrations between the 2020 and 2022 elections, according to the Election Assistance Commission, that's the EAC. Most common way people registered was through Department of Motor Vehicle offices, but 9% of voters registered to vote by mail, fax, or email, and 14% registered online in 2022, according to the EAC. Even small changes like moving into an apartment, moving down the block, changing party affiliation, that's considered voter registration update time. So under the SAVE Act, you'd have to go in person to your election office, present original or certified documentation to make any kind of voter registration change, including what seems to be just minor details. It's important to note that Donald Trump and others claim that our elections are under attack from the outside. After looking at these facts, is it more accurate to say that the security and stability of our elections are actually under attack from within? So what happens when the Save America Act fails to pass the Senate? Will local election officials become even more of a target than they already have become? How about poll workers? Will they be discouraged or even fearful to take part and oversee the election process like they've done in some cases for many years? How about this? Will MAGA declare themselves to be poll watchers? I know in most states that's not how becoming a poll watcher works, but will they care? Will there be armed law enforcement, even troops, at highly selected polling locations? The election clause, of course, gives states the duty of running and overseeing elections, but Well, Donald Trump is either carved out or by the House Republicans has been awarded chunks of Article 1 of the U.S. Constitution. So what's one more piece? Are you asking right now, oh, what can I do? How much weight do I carry? What kind of difference can I make? Well, there is this thing called the No Kings Movement. There are going to be rallies this coming Saturday, over 3,000 locations nationwide. So there are two things you could do. First, find the rally near you. You could do that at nokings.org. Then once you find the rally near you, go to it. Be a part of the answer to the threats that our elections are facing at an increasingly higher level.